Begin the Gemara and Daven says this Eirben Daf Chav Tes. Begin the Medbeis. Begin to taste the Masa. Begin with the Gemara. Nei Nachash Shabai. Basically, what does this mean? We said you shouldn't eat the onion because of Nachash Shabai. So Pesach Kodrash explains Eris, like a snake has this poison, Shal Saraf Batal. You have the sap of the onions like a poison, like a snake has. The Rach Pesach Rabbein Chanan explains Ha'amid Shabatecha. There's a pillar inside, like a inside the onion. Shabis Agul Batecha Kemin Givel. Like a seed, like it germinates, it's a round thing inside. And that's where it gathers the seed of the onion. That pillar is called the nachash batzal, and that's the part that's dangerous for a person to eat. Tumnik says, the master begins the words of Gemara, it's called beer. Tumnik explains, what's the reason that beer invalidates the mikvah? Because that was the teaching of Shmuel, that the beer invalidates with three logan. So the Gemara says, obviously, why is it different than colored water? So the Gemara says, no, that's cold colored water. That's invalid water. Here it's called beer. Who would have thought to say that beer does not invalidate a mikvah because it's not cold problematic water? And that's what Vafalachi even saw, that it's cold beer. Plus the mikvah is going to invalidate the mikvah. Now, Taisa Bahadur says, Bahadur, break up in the market. This says, in the first break of the market, the yain must get in the place of the mikvah. That diluted wine does not invalidate a mikvah. I feel like it's just where you give a little logan by Mishum, even though in the wine, there's three logan of drawn water. And the reason Mishum the Chamer Mezigi Mikvah is called diluted wine, so here it's called beer, so why is it different than diluted wine? And that's the taste. No, Shani Sheikha, beer is different. The Cholikari and Elmaim, the primary element of beer is water, therefore it's going to invalidate where it's beer, although there's three Lugan of Maim, but the primary is the wine. Or actually, another reasoning taste says, the Hasan Mikri Chamer Mezigi, there is called diluted wine. The Shem Chamer Levain never has the title of wine in it. Upeirili Pasal Mikvah, and since it's primarily a pre, which is the Chamer, which is the grape, therefore it's not going to invalidate, but with beer, although it's called beer, it's not called water, but it's not primarily of a pre, and therefore it will invalidate a mikvah. Tanakh says, once it begins with the Gemara, Kadeshim is again, so that when you dilute it, V'yamal Revi, it's going to be a Revi. So it just qualifies that does it have to be that a Kadeshim Bracha has to have dilution? Because that's the Gemara said, a Kadeshim Bracha, you put in a quarter of a Revi, so that when you add three parts of water, it's going to be Revi. Says as much, but it sounds like the Kadeshim Bracha, Tan Mezigah, that a cup that you make a Bracha, a Kiddush, or whatever it is of Bracha, has to have dilution. And the chaim parak gimel sha'achol the gemara brachas nunim beis v'am mechapes the gemara babas tzad exan the beis omad the gemara says v'am mechapes the love you don't make a bracha on the kishur bracha she'ilu tayim ma'ayim until you put inside the water and that betayse betayim it's a one the parak sha'achol the gemara brachas nunim alvam the gemara says aser the bram nem b'kishur bracha there are 10 things said regarding kishur bracha b'chashem chay one of them is that it should be raw undiluted says betayse betayim Rashi answers the chay to come and this that the gemara says over there in brachas nunim alvam it should be raw chayne should nenu chay b'kais when you put it into the cup it should be undiluted. Afterwards, you do have to dilute it. Lafuke, what's it coming to exclude? Shalim is again, because they shouldn't dilute in one cup, and then you put in another cup to make the bracha on it. No, it has to be put in undiluted and diluted afterwards. That's one approach. Rabbi Tam of Arashi gives a different interpretation. It says, the chai and the mazik, bale mazik, when it says it should be chai, it just means not totally diluted, but it should be partially diluted, like we're saying that, yeah, it's mazik and chai, it's somewhere in the middle. As we find, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin of Einim and Alf, "Ein chayv shiyish yain chayv." So the Ben Tzarim is not chayv until he drinks a wine that's chay undiluted. Now, Ubmukel b'mazik b'lemazik, more ends up explaining it's diluted but not diluted. Some in the middle. So you see, chay can mean mazik b'lemazik. And how's it actually done? V'noisim b'gitzas ma'im b'tchilas habracha. You put in some water in the beginning of the bracha. And by the bracha of neitlcha, then you add on water actually mazik until it's totally diluted. So yes, you put in chay, which is mazik ve'in a mazik, and then you add water later. Kadam per gimel shalach, like the Gemara says, the brachas in alav and alav. Shemaisim brachas art that you add on water in by the brachas art, like tayseik smelim vayin ma'im. That's water. Like a mishum per shemakud. Shemaisim yeah, not like Rashi who explains them that you actually add on wine by the bracham neilcha. A third interpretation, but they in our vayin mafreshim they explain the chai koyak kois. Chai is not meaning undiluted, means to say of the wines. It's actually going on the cup. La fuke kishav. It's coming to exclude from a broken cup. The kula so the vamkai kais could actually all the 10 things are actually referring to the cup. And says Taisa explained, Bashai Chai Bakais, you could have the word chai on the cup. Kudamalik the Gemara says Baba Kaman and Dalam and Af Shibirasan Zuhi Misasan. The breaking is its dying. So that's like when it says chai, it means that it's not broken. So the parakbas of the Makas Amar, the Gemara Makas of Tazayin the Bay says, Risik test namal and echat chai. If you crush 9 ants and one that is chai, we're telling them what is Isa chai? What does that mean? Shalom means that it's whole. So you see that chai can mean whole. So Taisa about 3 interpretations. What does it mean that Kadosh Bracha has to be chai? Rashi explains that you put it in undiluted, and then you dilute it. Rebbe Tam explains that before the bracha you dilute a little bit. That's what chai means. And then when you come to bracha neidlcha, you add on more water to make it totally diluted. And the Ben Nein Arvayne explained that actually chai is going on the cup. That the cup should be shalom, should be intact as a kais. Two next Tesis Masa begins with the Gemara, B'yaman al Revius. That it should end up being a Revius. Tesis is going to be, what is this Revius? Because the Gemara said that Kesher Baruch has to be a right Revius, so that when you diluted three parts of water to the one part of wine, it's going to be a Revius. So Tesis said, Niri Kamesh Pesh Rashi Bamaitzi. It seemed the correct interpretation the way Rashi says in Shabbos Dav Ayin Vama Beis. That he says, the Kesher Baruch has to be a right Revius halog. That a Kesher Baruch has to be a quarter of a quarter of a log. That's how much wine you put in. Kadesh Shem is again the Yaman Revius halog, so that when you add on the three parts of water, it's going to, the sum total is going to be a quarter of a log. That's what we mean when we say Revius. But like term, not like those who make a mistake, like are, like it's brought over here in some Gisors and Rashi, Shem Mefarshim explained, Revi Revius HaKav, that you, it should be a quarter of a quarter of a Kav, the Hainu, how much wine you're putting in, Revius HaLeg, originally you start over to Revius HaLeg, because Shem is again to be on Revius HaKav, so that when you dilute it, you add on the three parts water, then it's going to be a total of a quarter of a Kav, the Hainu Leg, which is a Leg. No, that's not the case. The Gemara there mentions this halacha of the other beverages Revius that our Gemara brings over here, that if you carry on Shabbos other beverages, the shir is going to be Revius. Now, since it's mentioned over there, the Hanu the Chashav and Nazir, all those things I mentioned over there in the Gemara Nazir have Revius Haloig. Those the Mashma Hacha says that it sounds like over here, which we're bringing, it brings that from over here. Uba Maitzi, the Gemara Shabbos, the Ayin Vamidav, the Ayin Yashir Kais Yafa, Achim is a Gasai. That's the, what is the Kais Yafa after it's diluted? Which the Gemara is saying that if you take it other beverages, it's going to be Yashir, it's going to be Revius, which is four times that of the Yayin Chai, which is Rai Revius. Because the wine, you dilute in three parts water and one part wine, and we say Kresh Shabbos has to be Rai Revius, so that when you dilute, it's going to be Revius. So it comes out to Revius by the other Mashkin, is that same Revius that we're saying by Kresh Shabbos after you dilute it? Now, in that place, he says, those 10 things are Revius that the Gemara mentioned, Mesechta's Nazir, have Revius, how loig is a quarter of a loig, which is obviously what we're saying, the Kresh Shabbos is going to be after it's diluted. How do we know this? One of the items mentioned over there was that you have to have a quarter of oil for the Nazir to put on the wafers of the Nazir is Revius of Shemin. How do we know this? The Yolf Mikro Ba'Toyda, because you learn from the Pasuk that says regarding the carbon Toyda, the Bechatzi Shir Shal Toyda, where it's half of the measurement of that, of the breads of the Toyda. Now, it's not on the page. They meet the Zigmar Menachas, the Perichasm base tells us, Chati Loik Shemin Le Toyda, half a leg of Shemin is for the Toyda. Comes out the Rikiki Nazir, which are half of that, is Revius HaLeg, not Revius HaKav. And again, if we're comparing it to the Kais Yabba Shamaziga, after it's diluted, the total is a Revius HaLeg, not a Revius HaKav. Another right says, Vayitani Hasam, also it taught over there, that Zayim Midah Shalachay B'Midash, there were seven measurements of liquids that measuring cups in the base of Midash. And says the Gemara, Revis HaLoig Mahi Meshameshes, the quarter of the loig, what was it used for? Revis Maim LaMetzara, the quarter of the water that was used in the processes of the Metzara. And Revis Shem LaNazah, and the quarter of the what? Of the loig for the Shemen. So you see that the Shemen was Revis HaLoig. And again, that's what we're comparing to the Kesh Shabracha after it's diluted. As also, B'chashav Nam Revis Dam Metam HaHoil, one of the other items mentioned was a quarter of Dam, it contaminates the oil. So it says that's also the Hanu Revius HaLoig. Can you imagine praying Gadol B'Nazir? Now, then Gimel and Aleph, Dabin the Gemara says, with a chatzi kav atzama, it's a half of a kav of bones. B'chatzi loig dam, and half a loig of blood is lakol. That's metame for everything. Reva kav atzama, it's a quarter of a kav of bones, or Revius dam, and a quarter of dam, loig lakol is not for everything. Well, it's not metame for everything, it's only metame for true man kachim. Change the pusum, that obviously the Revius of dam, there's a time of the oil, is Revius HaLoig, and therefore again, like we're saying, that we see all of them are Revius HaLoig. Which one of them is the Kesher Bracha, after that it's diluted. A parak lemehasim, the Gemara also asked over there, another writer says, Basul Lekha, there's nothing else, there was a Revius, only these 10 items. Vika may Revius mainly die, but there's also the quarters of Revius that you have to wash your hands. Behind may Revius a leg. That's also a quarter of a leg. It's obvious in the first mission, it's dying. So therefore, Taisa says, the Kesher Bracha has to have the wine, the raw wine, is a quarter of a quarter of a leg. So that when you dilute three parts water to the one part wine, it's going to end up being a sum total of Revius a leg. Not like those who make the mistake that you actually have a Revius HaLoig of raw wine, so that when you dilute it in three parts of water, it's going to be Revius HaKav. Tay says, not like that. Ketunek says, the Master begins with the Gemara, Chachamin Deleidari Achat Tlas, any wine that's not diluted three parts water, one part wine, is not considered as wine. Tay explains that there are certain times that you actually two parts water. It says, V'hadam, and Perdin, the Mamas, the Gemara says, and then the Zayn Meraf, Ayef Samezik, and bring the Pasik, don't diminish from the dilution. Which the Sanhedrin is being compared to diluted wine, which is Shem Nitzach Echem and Latzis, that if one of the Sanhedrin wants to leave, Roy Gim, we see as long as it's 23, which out of the 71 is 2 to 1. The Mashma suddenly the Mazik Habashne Chalakamayim sounds like that the way we translate the Pasik, that diluted wine is two parts water to one part wine. which I mean, he says the cry Rebbein Asheranu, because the pasuk and its reference to the diluted wine there is talking about the Sharon wine. Have a base chalakam wine. Where there, it's a finer wine. It's a more diluted wine in its raw state. Have a base chalakam wine. There, you only dilute with two parts water to one part wine, because that has to be how you interpret the pasuk. Because the lekalugma krabas tamas, you can't explain the pasuk with the Sanhedrin in general diluted wine, which would be 3-1, because revised the Sanhedrin of Maichazi, a quarter of the Sanhedrin of 71, what would that be useful for? But to say that it's a third, because it's 2-1, that would make sense, because Chazal didn't fashis. As long as there's a third left, which a ratio of 2-1, then they still have 23, which is fit for Din Nefashis. And therefore, that's why they interpret it as the Yain HaSharani wine, which again is 2-1. Next says matzah begins with Gemara Amos. So we see tomorrow Madivin. That dates are better. Chase explains what's the proof. Rav Yisus said that dates that the shear for the Erev is Bekav. And Rav Yisus said, how do you know this one? Because he said that if you eat the dried figs and you pay back dates, the Tabula Bracha. So the Gemara says, well, with Tzeh Koma, would they eat the same amount? He pays back the same amount that he ate, which is 4 times the amount of value. So you see Tabula Bracha, obviously that dates are better. So therefore, if the Erev with the Gregorius is with a kav, for sure, if the Erev with Tamar, it's with a kav. Now, Tzeh's bothered. But tell me if you're going to say, wait a second, keeping that deep, it's better, the more chas something is, the less you need of it, so maybe you don't even need a kav. So Tzeh says, yeah, but what you could say is what the Gemara was just saying, is the Maisi Raya, the Yosef kav, like, boy, all of us saying that for sure you don't need more than that, but could be, yeah, it would even be less than that. Kinnak says, Mazda begins with Gemara, big dan niyam, the garments of a pauper. Tzeh explains, regarding which Tamar are we differentiating between a pauper and a wealthy person, because the Gemara brought that the garments of poor people, that's 3x3 finger breadth. That of wealthy people, 3x3 hand breadth of tvach. Tais explained, Dav gave Tumas Medrash. Now, this differentiation was specifically regarding Tumas Medrash, when a Zava, Nidu, when they sit on something that they contaminate by sitting on it, that's Yeshkelik Ben Nima Nilashim. That's the difference between the pauper and the wealthy person. The Yichah telling this, because it depends on designation, where it's only something that was designated for sitting or for laying down. And it's not normal for a wealthy person to designate something to sit on less than by 3x3 hand breadth. And if he even does designate it, but we say that his intention is nullified. So it's only regarding that. But Tumas Medrash, regarding Tumas of a dead person which contaminates a garment, there's no difference. Even a wealthy person, it's a generic halacha. It's not dependent on his designation. It would be even 3x3 etzbois. The Perek Mamad Likin Tais proves that the Gemara Shabbos of Chavav and Beis brings Tanya Brisa Shalosh Minayin. How do you know that it's going to be Tumah even by 3x3 finger breadth? Tamalim and Babek, it says the garment. The Gemara doesn't differentiate between a wealthy person and a poor person. But in other eyes, number 7 is Kim Perek of Zion. It's not we learn the Mishnah begging and Tamish Shalosh Shalosh Medrash. The garment contaminates by 3x3 tfachim for Medrash, Vishal Shalosh Lemes and 3x3 etzbois for a mess. And Tais says, "Well, Kargul Bashimai, that must be to my wealthy person." And so you see, Shalosh Shalosh is for Tumas Mes. And how do you know that? Because the Manim Tam Perek of Ches. Because if you're regarding a pauper, in the next parak, Big Danim, it says a garment for a poor person, Av Bishayim Bem Shleisha Shleisha, even though it's not 3x3 Tzvachim, it's May Medrus. So you see that that Mishnah is saying that Medrus is Shleisha Shleisha, obviously by Usher, and still by Mes, it's going to be Shalosh Shalosh Hetzblaze. Krach Pesher Ben Tam, and says Tais the Lake Pesher Kun just the same Kira, not like Rashi and Shabbos of Zayin Manav. That he says shalosh shalosh when it's only 3x3 finger breadth, limit tam and biyad asher klal. Rashi says never going to have a tumah by a wealthy person, and that taste is saying here from a reading time it's not the case. It's only regarding medrash, but regarding tumas mes, it would apply the same thing by a usher as an ani.